This season of Love Island has an Irish connection that's been getting plenty of attention, with former Galway footballer Sean Fitzgerald, aka Fitzy, flying the flag in the villa. A former primary school teacher, Fitzy has swapped the classroom and the pitch for romance in the sun, and viewers have been watching closely as his villa journey unfolds. But what's it like for his family watching all of this play out on international telly? Joining us now is his sister, Katie Fitzgerald, to share her reaction to his time in the villa so far. Katie, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening. First off, what was your initial reaction when Sean told you he was going into the Love Island villa?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Amazing. Katie, lovely to meet you. I'm Valerie, by the way.
Hiya.
Thank you so much for coming on and having a chat. I'm sure that you were flat out being contacted by literally every single media agency that's ever existed in Ireland. God bless your soul. I must be flat out for you, but I mean, I'm sure it's been a lot of fun, I hope, as well. Like, reflecting.
You know, it has been, yeah.
For sure. Well, look, this is all pre-recorded anyway. We're going to air it this evening on the show. It'll be podcasted as well. If you're ready, we can jump into it.
Yep, no problem.
For sure. Katie, first off, welcome to my radio's group chat. Second of all, what was your initial reaction when Sean told you he was heading into the Love Island villa?
I was really excited. Like, I was buzzing because, was it end of January, Love Island had put up like a link to like apply for the show. So I'd sent that to Sean, like kind of as a joke. And then was it 2 days later, he posted that like application video that everyone thinks is real, which is obviously just for the laugh. And then was it the next day he got contacted? So I've known for like quite a while that like he was potentially going in, but I was so excited from the very start.
It's hilarious to see it started off as a bit of a joke, and that video, yes, of him that is going viral of his Love Island audition tape, to be actually contacted off it is incredible, and then to have made it on like unreal. But tell me about your parents. Had they ever watched the show before Sean went in? Like, what's been going on for them now that he's been on the telly every evening shifting the face off?
So like, they've never watched it before, or like previous years I was watching it in the living room and then they'd kind of come in and see it on and they were like, nah, I'm not watching it. But now that Sean's on it, they're watching every episode. And especially for my dad, like, I did not expect him to watch every episode. Like, I kind of thought he'd kind of keep up with the storyline and stuff. But he is watching, he's dedicated watching every single episode.
So it's like a little group gathering every evening, a lot of you in the sitting room watching. And the wider family and friends, I can imagine, as well?
Yeah, so I'm in a group chat with all my cousins and we're texting throughout the episodes and stuff. And then I'm getting texts from my aunties and uncles and everyone, and everyone's all behind them.
Did you ever imagine Sean swapping the classroom for the Love Island villa someday? I know you said it was kind of a joke when you sent him the application. Did you ever see that he would actually go on something like this?
Yes and no. Like, he loves the teaching, like he's obsessed with it. But at the same time, I suppose, okay, he's missed what, the last like month or so, but like, you're free in the whole summer.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he's going to give this whole thing a go, I feel like he needs to give it a year. And if it doesn't work out, then he can always go back to it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think.
Yeah, for sure. How have you, what has your thought been on his appearance on the show so far? He's obviously coupled up with Lola. He seems to be a bit of a fan favourite. How do you think he's coming across?
I think he's coming across really natural. Like, the Sean you see on there is the Sean I see at home. Like, yeah, okay, on his TikToks, he's a bit kind of like loud and like giddy and stuff. But he also is like that. But I feel like because they're not involved in the drama, we don't get to see him like being like that, I think. And on the unseen bits, you could kind of see his kind of giddy side coming out.
Yeah.
But on like the day-to-day episodes, it's the chill Sean that I'd see at home.
Amazing. I know this is probably a bit of a mad question, because obviously he is very locked off with Lola, and I'm sure you really like Lola. I would gather, because everyone seems to really like her. Who else do you think would be a match for him in there?
At the moment, I don't see anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, all the girls in the villa are stunning, but at this moment in time, Lola is the only one that I think is best suited to Sean.
Do you think his head could be turned, as they say, on Love Island, potentially at some point?
I don't think so.
Really?
No. if Sean really likes someone, he likes them. Like, he will not sway at all. Like, he will, like, he is, like, obsessed with Lola from what I can see. But I can't see his head turning at all. What? It might, but I don't think it will.
What is it like watching your sibling flirt and go on dates on the telly every evening as well? I mean, are the group chats that you've mentioned there, are they popping off the whole time? Are people covering their eyes sometimes?
They're popping off all the time, but like, I watch it every year. So the first two episodes, I was kind of blocking my ears and stuff. But now it's like, okay, Sean's on Love Island. Like, it's almost kind of normal now. So like, when he is like flirting with Lola or like kissing Lola, it's just Love Island.
It's nearly probably blends in. You're like, I've seen this 100 times before. It doesn't matter that it's my sibling in any capacity. A lot of discussion on TikTok about Sean at the minute, for sure. So mm-hmm. many people in support of him, which has been amazing. There have been quite a fair few women that have been popping mm-hmm. up alleging that they are an ex of his on social media. That seems to have been mm-hmm. a bit of a trend. They did get mentioned on the Love Island After Some podcast as well. What are your thoughts on that?
So the girls that are coming out are not his exes, like his actual girl, like they're not his actual ex-girlfriends. I think one or two of them that I've seen, he went on like one or two dates with them. That was it. To me, I think it's just, I don't want to say they're looking for a clout, but I don't know.
Well be the case, because he is one of the most talked about people in the world at the minute, particularly in Ireland and the UK, if you want to really put it that way. It could potentially be that. But reaction from friends and family back home, even members of the Galway team, what has that been like?
They've all been so supportive. I know one of his team members on the Galway team had done an interview, and they were all going to have a watch party for the first episode, and everyone in Furbo, they're all behind him. Everyone's behind him.
Dare we ask how Pádraig Joyce reacted to the news?
When Sean told him, Sean said he was quite supportive about it. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't sign a contract with Galway. Like, I know a lot of people are saying, well, he's kind of signed up for it at the start of the season and stuff, but again, you're not signed in a contract. People go on J1s. There's not a problem. You know, I don't see the problem with it.
Why wouldn't you go on Love Island? You're from Furbo, as you've mentioned there, which is part of the Gaeltacht. Do you think that Sean might start teaching a few couple of vocal in the villa?
I think he might. I don't know if he already has, but I feel like he could.
It could be that we just haven't seen that yet, which, by the way, I think that's awful that they haven't put that on yet. Maybe it'll be in the best bits or in the, you know, the extra bits that we don't see. There's been a lot of talk now about what comes next for him. I know you touched on that yourself. You know, he might give this a go for a year per se and see how it goes. Do you think that the full year will be dedicated to trying to get into more media work, lines of work after the Love Island villa?
I don't know, because before he went in, or like before, like it was even like an option or anything, I think like his head is with the teaching. Like, he absolutely loves it. But I think, like, personally, I think if he's going to give it a go, he may as well give it a year. But I genuinely don't know what he thinks about it. I didn't have that conversation with him before he left.
We could potentially have him back in the classroom then in September. Maybe Lola will be back here in Galway. She'll be living in Furbo as well. Finally, what do you think he'd make of all the attention he's getting at home while he's in the villa? Obviously, he's probably a certain amount completely oblivious to this because they're in the villa.
Yeah, I suppose, like, with, you know, him already being on TikTok and being a part of the Galway team, to an extent he is kind of used to it, but not to this level. Like, this is a whole new level that I'm used to like dealing with and stuff. But I think he wouldn't really have a problem with it. Like, he'd quite enjoy it, but not to the extent that it would get to his head.
But what is the first thing you're going to do with Sean and the family when he comes out with the villa?
I want him to watch his best bits. I want him to cringe at himself.
Yeah, rightly so. I think that that's something that every sibling wants for their other sibling, for them to be embarrassed. I'm sure there will be mad celebrations in Furbo. Hopefully he won't be back, though, for a long time. We're hoping he'll make it all the way.
Yes.
Katie, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Katie. Honestly, you're such a star coming on. We will air that later on. And look, if we can do anything in the future, let us know. I'm sure we'll be in touch with you again at some stage, but really appreciate you fitting us in. I'm sure you're mad busy. And yeah, fingers crossed. I'm loving watching him on it. So I really, really hope you, I really hope he wins. I think the whole country do. Yeah, literally. Okay, great. Katie, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye.